Is it usual for you to sit on strangers the first time you meet them?
This jerk! I'll show him that he's messing with the wrong girl! It's fine! Please don't hit him!
Don't worry. And this is for mugging a kid!
No, no, you got it wrong! He just saved me from those muggers, and he was just teaching me how to fight back at them.
Oh my, I thought it was just because the boy's bag was on the ground and that guy was holding his arm like he was about to hit him. I awkwardly stood up, literally screamed out to apologize, then ran straight home. So, as you can see, my home's a little different from the usual. My parents run a nursing home, so I grew up surrounded by the elderly.
You were so embarrassed that you left him laying there and ran away? The first time I met my husband, I also knocked him over with my Dolio Chagi. Perhaps this boy is your destiny.
Poof! No way, Mrs. Jones.
Suddenly, my dad huffed past us. Oh no, I know that look. Something was bad. Lately, our finances haven't been so good. I went after him to check he was okay, and found him talking to a man in the yard. On seeing me, the strange man waved me over.
Do you know this person?
Huh? That was the guy I almost punched earlier.
That's right. The person you almost knocked out is my son. I saw everything, so I followed you here. He's got in with a bad crowd and lost focus on his studies. I want you to steer him in the right direction.
I don't want to be a babysitter. I'm sorry.
It's too bad about this nursing retreat, isn't it? Seems like it'll have to close soon. Although, if Suede, I don't mind being a major sponsor.
This was insane! So, all I needed to do was keep an eye on his son, and all the nursing home's problems would be solved? Dad said I didn't have to do it if I didn't want to, but how could I say no? Okay, I'll do it! So, which school am I transferring to? Jeez, everything here was so shiny. But if I had a choice, this would be the last school in town I ever wanted to attend. I entered the classroom and walked over to the only empty seat that happened to be at the back. I was about to sit down, then... Ah! Some dude pulled the chair aside and caused me to fall onto my butt! A hand appeared to pull me up, but as I went to grab it, it immediately drew back, leaving me sitting there embarrassed, while everyone's laughing at me.
Oops, sorry. I guess I should only give a hand when asked, right?
Ugh, it was Blake. I quickly regained my cool face, sat down, and put on my headphones, pretending like I didn't hear any of those comments from other students about my rustic look.
This girl seems interesting. The usual. $1,000 if you can win her heart in a month. Deal?
Blake glanced at me and sneered at the guy.
Easy. Deal.
So that's how it's gonna be, is it? Luckily, I hadn't turned my music on yet, hence why I heard the whole conversation. Let me help you get some extra pocket money then, Blake. And it didn't take him long to start implementing his plan. At lunchtime, he enthusiastically led me to the canteen, guided me to get food, and even asked the lunch lady to get me an extra portion of yogurt. Nice try. I was trying to enjoy my lunch when a shrill voice sounded out.
Get up and get me some food. I want a cupcake just like yours. Now!
Jeez, why did some girls think it was okay to treat guys like this? Frustrated, I went over there, picked up the cake from that boy's tray, and shoved it into her mouth. There, happy now? Poor thing. Your arms must be so broken that you can't get food yourself. Let me feed you then. You're welcome.
Are you crazy? You're dead meat today.
She raised her hand about to slap me, but I quickly dodged, causing her to fall to the ground. As for me, I calmly sat down next to the boy and had my lunch. Sorry for wasting the cake. You can have my yogurt if you want. He's Kai, my first friend at this new school. He's witty, smart, and has a seriously impressive academic record. He was actually here on scholarship, which explained why he didn't quite fit in, just like me. I noticed how Blake seemed rather annoyed and kept staring at me. I bet he was just fed up with being teased by his friends, since I just totally ignored him. Oh, but he didn't give up that easily. The next morning, he showed up at mine to pick me up, but I'd rather run 2 laps around the schoolyard for being late than share a ride with you. Then at school, he tripped me up and then reached out his hand pretending to help. But between you and the floor, I picked the floor. He even waited for me at the school gates with a huge bouquet of roses, but I just took one look at them, then started coughing.
Are you allergic to flowers?
Nope. I'm allergic to immature and boring people, like you. Then I walked off. Ugh. As if every girl was gonna fall for these lame tricks. This carried on for the next few weeks, but then one time, he approached me in the library while I was studying with Kai, and handed me a necklace. I looked at it, then passed it back to him and turned to talk to Kai.
Seriously? You're turning me down for this, nerd?
Kai's smart, gallant, and sophisticated, unlike you. All you are is a troublemaker.
Are you looking down on me?
Oh, finally. I was wondering how much longer would it take for you to figure that out. Not to mention, you've not helped once with the English Lit essay. You're in my group, but you probably just think the Grapes of Wrath is a rock band or something.
So, if I can finish that essay on my own, will you go on a date with me?
Fine, but it has to score an A, else you can forget it. And my trick worked. Blake actually completed the essay on his own. He's smart, but he's neglectful of his studies, and it's made him make mistakes. On being handed back the essay, Blake's face fell. He got a B, and even though he knew it was over, he still stayed in class to reread the teacher's comments. It seemed like this was the first time he actually put in the effort to do something. What's wrong? Still in denial of your failure? Blake turned away without looking at me. The rich boy who lost the game for the first time looked so cute. So I put a gift with a message in it on Blake's desk. Needless to say, he was over the moon. In it was a set of clothes I'd bought for him, and an invitation to a bar at the weekend. Why, you wonder? Oh, you'll see. That Saturday night, Blake showed up in the outfit I had gifted him, and looked anything but pleased.
I can't come in wearing this. It's so old-fashioned. My friends will laugh at me.
You invited your friends, too? To prove that you won the bet, right? If you get that $1,000, will I have a share?
You already knew it? I was just joking at first. But now...
Let's go inside now. Don't worry. We won't be here for long. I dragged him inside, and immediately, his friends didn't miss the opportunity to tease me.
Did the fish get hooked?
Yes, I'm trapped. Quickly give him a grand. His family is bankrupt and in dire need of money.
Huh? What? You're lying.
Look, he's wearing donated clothes. Even his branded clothes have been liquidated. I winked at Blake, and he immediately reacted.
Lend me some money. I need a place to stay, a sports car, and pocket money too.
At this point, his friends turned nasty and told him he no longer qualified to be in their group.
You didn't have to do that. I already knew they only hung out with me for the money. But that's what people are just like.
Why would he think that? He must have never been cared for and loved properly. Get rid of that face. This is a date, after all. Let me make it up to you. A bar that matches this outfit. So, I dragged Blake to our evening party. I told everyone that I brought a friend to lend a hand, and the elderly immediately made him do all sorts of things. Mrs. Hastings asked him to climb the tree to hang the string lights. Mr. Derbyshire called him to chop wood for the campfire, and Mr. Shaw wanted him to taste his home-brewed beer. Then the next second, Blake's already sitting on the drum throne. It's been a long time since we had a young volunteer.
That boy seems fine, doesn't he? I saw the way he looked at you.
He's not suitable for me. I shrugged in response to her, and suddenly felt disappointed. Yes, I liked this different side to him, but we were still from different worlds. The next morning at school, I still saw Blake hanging out with his greedy friends. Looks like he hadn't learned his lesson. Frustrated that all my efforts were in vain, I swung open my locker. What was this note? Meet me at the library at 6 p.m. when everyone has left. I have a surprise for you. B. I shouldn't be like this, right? Waiting for him at the library for hours until everyone left, nervous and excited. But as soon as the last person left, the lights suddenly went out, and the library door slammed shut. What's happening? Could it be that the note wasn't from Blake? I screamed out of fear. That's right. I may excel at martial arts, but I hate the dark. With a shaking hand, I dialed the phone to call Blake, and then slumped down in fear and sobbed. At that moment, the sound of the door unlocking startled me. As soon as the door opened, I quickly ran to hug Blake.
Are you okay? I can't believe Chloe did this. I told you not to get near them.
Huh? This wasn't Blake's voice.
Freya, are you okay?
Oh my god. It was Kai who opened the door to save me. But I thought that... I quickly let go of him, then ran away in embarrassment. That's strange. When I was in danger, the first person I thought of was Blake. Could it be that I really liked him? At that moment, the phone rang. It was my dad. Mrs. Jones had suffered a heart attack and needed surgery immediately. But the surgery cost was so much. Where could we get that money? Oh, yes. Blake's dad. So I called him. Hello, is this Mr. Morris? Blake stopped hanging out with his friends and did his homework. I really need the money now. Please, it's urgent.
Are you bringing me out to trade with my dad?
My God, it seems like Blake heard all the conversation.
So, I'm just your money-making tool? And all this time you've trained me as your pet?
It's not like that! We'll talk later. There's no time for your selfish thoughts right now. I gotta go! I ran like crazy to the hospital. My parents were desperate, and the money hadn't arrived yet. So I called Mr. Morris again.
You said Blake had changed. If this is the case, then why did he just get fined for speeding and resisting police? Don't ever call me again.
Don't worry, Freya. I'll sell the nursing home land to take care of Mrs. Jones. Everyone's agreed to move to the government nursing home.
We sold our house, and now we live with Mrs. Jones in a new town. She's so much better now, but I do miss the other elderly people. Also, I miss Blake. I still keep in touch with Kai, and he told me that Blake has gone to some military school like his dad wanted. Well, that's unexpected from him.
You should talk to that guy. Not about what you did, but confess your feelings to him. That will save you from regrets later.
Then she patted me on the shoulder to comfort me. But I really don't have the courage to do it. I was feeling guilty.
Mrs. Jones, you have a letter.
Freya, look. It's the invitation to a nursing home concert. It's our concert, isn't it?
Trembling, I took the invitation. What is this? I pushed Mrs. Jones's wheelchair to the door of the nursing home named Sunflower. When we walked in, we all burst into tears. Everyone was there.
This is all Blake's doing. He's such a kind boy. He found us and built us a dream nursing home. You and Freya were the surprise gift we prepared for him, but as soon as he saw the two of you, he ran away.
Hearing that, I rushed to the gate. A car passed me. My gut told me it was him. I ran after it and shouted in despair,
Blake, wait! I like you! I really like you!
But the car quickly went out of sight. I helplessly slumped down on the street, tears streaming down my face, and I still muttered, I really do like you.
What are you saying? Say it louder.
I turned around startled. It was Blake. He was in his military uniform and smiling at me fondly.